Rebecca's thoughts were going 100 miles a minute, which would be 6,000 miles per hour, 9 times faster than the Northrop B-2 stealth bomber. Something was on the tip of her tongue, like when you take a bite of hot pizza and you get that little thing hanging down from the roof of your mouth and you play with it all day. But she couldn't focus. If I could only concentrate, Rebecca thought to herself, I could remember everything. As it was, Rebecca remembered nothing. She didn't remember how she got here, how she got injured, and she sure didn't recognize the strange man who moments ago proclaimed his love for her. In the meantime, Chase was going through the unpleasant process they called central booking. After fingerprinting and picture-taking, he was placed in a crowded holding cell where he would no doubt become married to the guy who had the most cigarettes. Chase was refined, born of money, and self-accomplished. He was a complex man, but in this group, with his looks and physique, he was destined to have only one nickname, Chicken Meat. When his lawyer finally arrived, Chicken Meat Manhattan was busy accepting gifts of silver chains and gold fillings from his fellow inmates. A chunky prison guard announced loudly, "Manhattan, your ticket's here." Ticket was the word convicts used to describe their attorneys. They were their only ticket out. Moments later, Chase found himself sitting at a steel table across from Alaric Mack, the famous Dallas defense attorney. Mack was flamboyant, and today he looked like a model for fashions by James Brown. His pinstriped gangster suit, topped by a full-length raccoon coat, was wildly inappropriate for the August heat. He bore a striking resemblance to Huggy Bear, the pimp from Starsky and Hutch. "Here's how it is, dog," Mack began. "We got two witnesses here, your girlfriend and your brother. Your girlfriend's got amnesia. She don't even know what color her eyes are. And your brother's saying you set the whole thing up. You came in with two guns and shot Rebecca, then shot the hoe," referring to Jennifer. "If you're smart, we plead this thing out and go for second-degree manslaughter. You'll get 12 years and still be out in time to inherit all your daddy's money." Chase stared at him coldly. "Look here, Alaric," he said defiantly. "I am 100% not guilty." Mac's eyes danced wildly, like a 16-year-old in the mosh pit enjoying Alien and Farm. "'Cause where have I heard that before?"